Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast. My name is Missy, and I'm your host. And today, I have the lovely pleasure to invite a new professional slash professional we've had before, musician and producer, but also life coach and motivational speaker. We have Trill X.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me, Miss Missy.
Pleasure to have you, man. So those that are not familiar, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely musician. I play the keys, drums, and the organ as well. Recording artist, producer, motivational speaker, and the arts of ministry. So those things are definitely things that I love doing.
Well, that's wonderful, man. So how did you get started? Was it the music journey? Was it the life coach journey? Or did they kind of just start together as a wonderful career path?
The music started at first. I started when I was about 6 or 7 on the drums. Started playing that. My cousin had taught me how to play the drums. Then from there, my dad had put me into learning the piano in 5th grade. So once I started taking piano lessons, I went from there around the same time to learning how to make beats. So around that time, I was doing a little bit of both and really sharpening my skills within my craft of being a pianist. And then about high school, I decided I wanted to dig a little deeper in the music and do the songwriting side and also embrace the side of being a recording artist as well. Didn't really release anything until about 2017 after I graduated from high school.
Yeah, so I've heard from some musicians that that's their problem, is that they're their toughest critics. So they're like, I don't know if I want to release it now. I want to maybe do something different. It's a struggle, it seems.
Absolutely. When in so many different directions you possibly could go and you don't know, that was the thing that I was facing. And then I personally was like, I don't know what I want my sound to be. That was definitely a thing for me. I wanted to be an appealing sound for other people. So, yeah.
I feel that, man. So what would you say is the inspiration behind your music, your style, and your philosophy behind your motivational speaking?
With the music, it was definitely listening to other musicians from a young age, to also listening to hip hop such as Lil Wayne and Eminem and some other legendary artists around the early 2000 time. So those would be huge inspirations for me. With the music, with the motivational speaking, it cultivated a little later. I wanted to be an effective individual once I realized when I talked to people, people had really took value to the things that I said. And they really took to heart the advice that I were to give them. So I was like, okay, maybe I can use this on a larger scale than just individuals. Maybe I can go and utilize platforms and speak in front of other individuals and in whole groups and affect more than just one individual.
I love that, man. So what brought your passion? Do you have your music and your motivational philosophy combined together? Do you kind of take breaks from doing your music projects to doing your motivational speaking presentations, or how does that go?
So interesting. I'm definitely integrating the two. I'm in the process of doing things of that nature. I've done different music aside from inspirational, motivational. I have definitely done inspirational music. It just hadn't been the only focus. Mm-hmm. I've done a little bit of the inspirational. I've done a little bit of the, you know, the dance music. I've done a little bit of let's get hype, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go party. So yeah. I've done a little bit of everything, but I really want to focus towards that motivational, inspirational music, because I feel like there could definitely be more of that.
I feel that, man. And you also are the CEO of your own production company called Trill X Production.
Yes.
Production, correct? No. Yes. Okay. Sorry, I forgot my words.
Yeah, I am. Just recently got that started up. I rebranded. So that's something that I just got kicked off. So I'm really excited about getting that going.
That's wonderful, man. And so what are the kind of things that you are important to you to have as a focus of your company besides the music?
Definitely would be some events also incorporating the motivational speaking and entertainment aspects as well. Be able to put some musicians and artists on a platform to where they can gain some wonderful exposure, as well as have people come in, and whether it's the motivational side or get some great entertainment, they'll be able to absorb something from Trillex Productions.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about your most recent works in your music and in your motivational speaking events that you've done?
Absolutely. So with the music, I'm working on a project now. Just started on that. It's going to be a 5 or 6 track EP. Hasn't been titled yet. But it definitely incorporates that that motivational, inspirational aspect in there. And it has a little bit of some other stuff in there as well. So just being able to come and rebrand to the world who Trillex is, that's what my goal is for that EP.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Excellent, man. And so when it comes to, you speak very powerfully with your lyrics and things like that. And also you have your motivational speaking philosophy as well. So is there a specific kind of audience you're mostly trying to help out, or you're trying to help out just anyone and everyone who needs it kind of thing?
Of course, if anyone who can utilize the words that come and project from within me, I would absolutely love to help. But yes, I do have an audience for the people who want to go and get it. The people who have the drive from within. I mean, there's only so much an individual outside of yourself can do whenever you have the drive, and you might just need a little get up and go. And if I cross paths with the individual who already has that drive and they just hear that word that might just be the thing to set them off, then that's who I'm looking for. I'm looking to get these individuals who want to go forward with everything that they have. One of my key phrases is to the max. And that's what I really use. I'm like, we got to go to the max. We got to take off to the max. You can do it to the max.
I like that, man. Yeah. Because I don't care for much for like the phrase that they're like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You can be here for a long time and a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should have a long, good time.
Oh, yeah.
So to the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I personally don't gamble, but, you know, go to the shows, you know, do something, man. So how would you explain your workflow?
Right. Like? So with my workflow, I'm definitely different depending on what it is I'm doing with the music. It differs. Sometimes I might be on the piano and I might come with some chords or something. Or sometimes I just hear something in my head, some lyrics that might go on my head and I'm just typing away. I got a hook, or I might have a couple of lines for my verse. So it depends. The workflow differs from song to song, project to project. But I definitely take inspiration and take from what I already have existing and incorporate what is there in other things that I can connect with, whether it be a personal experience or a third party experience or another individual who is around the environment or within my circle. So just I'm taking from a little bit of everywhere depending on what the direction of the song is going, as well as some things for the motivational speaker. Being a motivational speaker, I take those aspects as well.
I've heard a lot of people, they talk about, you know, they're afraid of public speaking, and some even may say, you know, I'm afraid of performing. And you just go ahead and you just hit both of those check boxes.
It takes time. It definitely takes time. But the only way to get over the fear is to face it. And in order to face it, it has to be a mindset ahead that's like, I am ready to go for it. Even though I got these butterflies in my stomach, in my mind, I'm prepared to go for it. And that's where it all starts. If you're not ready mentally, if you don't say, yeah, I'm just going to go and do it, I'm scared out of this world. But if you don't have that mentality, hey, I just got to go do it, then you'll still have that fear.
Very true. Do you have any kind of rehearsal practices or techniques you do to help you to warm up for performances and for public speaking events?
Other than me looking at my gestures, my postures, what I'm doing while I'm speaking, I don't want to be a distraction while I'm speaking, so people can actually focus on the words that I'm articulating. So I'm looking for really some key aspects of communicating and being to bring the crowd into what I'm saying.
Okay, wonderful. And do you ever like practice or rehearse your speeches like at home, you know, like you've write it down, you practice in the mirror or anything like that?
Yeah, I definitely practice in the mirror. That's one thing that is important to me, to be able to, if I'm not interested in what I'm doing or how I look, if I don't look interested, who else is going to be?
I feel that. So what has been a memorable event that you've either performed at or you went as a public speaker for thus far?
As an artist, I have been to an event. It was called Dodgepalooza last year. Was it last year? Yes, it was last year. I performed there. It was at a Constellation Stadium Field in Sugarland, huge stadium, nice size. And I was able to perform there. It was a great event. I was able to connect with some really great people that had to deal with the Dodge coin and cryptocurrency, learning about that and different things of that nature. Got to meet some really great artists as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what about for your public speaking events? Is there any kind of events that stuck out to you specifically, maybe moved you?
Well, I've been able to go out to some, as I said, I also do ministry. So when I go to some churches, there's been some events from those churches that have been awesome. It's been really, really edifying. So there was a time that probably around COVID. COVID is when I really started getting things going, taking it slow. So I definitely had the opportunity to do it virtual, but it was a really great experience. And I really felt that a lot of people were able to take something from that experience.
Bless your heart. I've worked in live sound and houses of worship and around COVID. So I know a lot of people, not just ministries, you know, members, but, you know, the congregation were just feeling besides themselves, not being able to be there physically during right. both services. So I bet your congregation and your colleagues were real happy to see you afterwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People were really ready to get back in the church after a while. And it was like, man, I really miss it. And there's a phrase that goes, you don't know how much you value something until it's not there. So whenever there's something that you take for granted every day that's gone out of the picture for a minute, then it's like, whoa, okay.
yeah. I mean, they literally learn to appreciate individuals like yourself and other members of the ministry and all the guys, things that you guys do to make that experience what it is.
Right. Absolutely. It's definitely, it definitely was a game changer in COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it affected everybody. Nobody yeah. was exempt from that.
No. And you for the music, you know, industry too, you know, it's like you're on a roll doing gigs, you know, shows every weekend. And then all of a sudden it just like, oh man.
Right. It was a mess. I was watching other individuals like, man, not able to do shows, not able to do, what am I going to do? Certain people were freaking out. It was like, how am I going to shift during this time? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so has anybody from, do you have any fans that, cross both lines of fans of your public speaking philosophy and fans of your music work as well?
I've done a lot of the artistry more than I've done the public speaking since mm-hmm. the public speaking was a little bit of a later thing. Uh-huh. So there are people who were starting to find out about the motivational speaking. So it's slowly rolling in.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I was like, what? You do that too? I'm like, yes.
That's wonderful. So you mentioned that you've done some events, but you got to work with some other artists before. So has there been any artists you collaborated recently or before that you really enjoyed the experience?
I was at an event this past, the end of the year, where I was guest performer for at presidential awards at some celebrities that were to be awarded were attending. So individuals like Farrah Franklin, former from Destiny's Child, as well as Paul Anthony from House Party.
Wow.
Individuals such as that on those kind of calibers, I was able to talk to, as well as Mr. Marshall from the Shylights, old wonderful group from back in the day. He's an awesome individual. I was able to spend some quality time with him.
Wow, that's wonderful, man. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Oh, as well, I can't forget about Lil Flip. I was able to talk to him too.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, he's one of my favorites. I love that.
Yeah, so I was able to talk and really chat with some great individuals through that weekend.
What a wonderful opportunity, man. What a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely.
So what would you say, if anything, have you learned since doing your first music project to where you are now in your part of your career?
Definitely. Consistency is everything. And focus, if anything, has to have focus. And the focus is going to be able to enable you to have that consistency. So without the focus in what you're doing and who you are as your image and everything is really surrounded by that focus. So that's one of those things that I've been focusing on, having focus.
Yeah, that is a secret sauce, man, especially when you got ADD like myself over here.
Yeah, same here.
So is there any kind of special techniques, like with your production, with your speaking, that you have seen an improvement on since the beginning of your career that you're like, I'm glad I learned to do this now?
I wouldn't say it's any secret. I would say definitely there's things that I have learned that I've incorporated within in my motivational speaking as well as the music production. But these are the key aspects. I know a lot of time we look for shortcuts, but one of the best things I've heard is the best shortcuts is the foundation.
Yeah. And not going to mention names, point fingers, but I worry for some of these cats today. Communication is very important in any industry. And some of these people are struggling with communication.
Absolutely. And that's the bread and butter right there.
Yes. Being that you're so affluent in your communication with your music, you know, your lyricism and your public speaking, what's some advice you would give to people that feel that they are struggling or could use improvement with their speaking?
Definitely take some kind of class. There is a lot of free information out there. And if you're really invested into it, which you should be, if you're some kind of entrepreneur, definitely invest in a course or something. There's plenty of content available to help improve and develop yourself. So there's no reason for anybody not to do it when it's accessible.
It's accessible, y'all.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great to be in the age that we live in, the age of information, with all of the resources that we have. There's no reason for us not to be at least at a good foundational level in understanding anything we're looking to do, especially with communication. I mean, depending on the levels you're looking for, there's beginner level, there's intermediate level, there's expert master levels, and only the individual themselves can determine how far they want to go with it.
Oh, only you can decide how far you want to go with it. All right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these bombs of knowledge with us, man.
I definitely appreciate you having me here, Missy. It's an honor. I definitely was looking forward to being able to project some positive and wonderful gems to be able to edify another individual.
You heard it from the man yourself, okay? Use these gems to edify yourself, because only you can decide how far you want to go with it.
To the max.
To the max. Two words.
You know it.
Wait, three words. Whatever, we're talking about communication, not math.
Yes, yes. And if you want to make it long form to the maximum.
There you go. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Absolutely.